song I'm going to play now, you call it Bastable. That's because the tune it is in. It's very old.
Hey, it's David LaValle, and no, this is not the Fingerpicking Blues Guitar Podcast. It's the GeoQuiz Podcast, and the GeoQuiz, of course, comes straight out of the world, a co-production of the BBC World Service, Public Radio International, and WGBH Boston. So, why are we hearing a track by the legendary blues guitarist and singer Elizabeth Cotton, you might be wondering? Well, she was self-taught, and she was an inventive left-handed guitarist from North Carolina. You've probably heard her most famous tune called Freight Train.
I lay in bed at night and he had stewing over on the track, trying to come in. And he said, choo, 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 chicka, 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 chicka. And I'd go to sleep hearing that the rest of the night. So I guess that gave me a mind to write something about the freight train. Must have.
But on this tune, she's playing in a special tuning called Vastopol tuning, and that's a geographic reference to the Crimean War that was raging in the mid-19th century, right around the time of the Victorian Age, when this parlor style of guitar music was becoming popular in America. So, any idea what, or more to the point, where Vastopol tuning is named after? Here's one more clue. It's a port city on the Black Sea. But not just any port, it was home to the Russian Tsar's mighty Black Sea fleet, which threatened the Mediterranean. That's the GeoQuiz. And when this tune wraps, I'll get to the answer. That was the late legendary blues guitarist Elizabeth Cotton playing a tune called Vastopol, as in Sevastopol, as in the Crimean port city of Sevastopol. And there's the answer to the GeoQuiz. Now, journalist Alex Zajcik has written about the link, the real link between the Crimean War and blues guitar for the online magazine Salon. He told my colleague Marco Werman, there's a real historical connection and it's not fleeting.
Well, the reason it became to be the name of Open D Tuning has its origins in the last time there was an international crisis centered on Crimea in the 1850s, which a lot of people remember as the first war to be reported by photograph and telegraph, and people all around the world, including the United States, was following it very closely for this reason. And one of the guys who was following the conflict was an Ohio music teacher named Henry Worrell. He taught guitar at an Ohio women's college. And he wrote a song towards the end of the conflict that he called Sevastopol, a descriptive fantasy for the guitar. And it was based on the parlor style of guitar that was popular in the United States at that time. Women mostly were playing these little diminutive acoustic guitars called parlor guitars. And Worrell trademarked this song, Sevastopol, and it became a huge hit. It became sort of the standard or one of the main pieces people learned guitar on during the latter half of the 19th century.
Right. So that's fascinating in and of itself. But then this song, which is basically it's a pop tune. How did then it go from this music teacher in Ohio to the Mississippi Delta?
Well, it's not entirely clear, but most musicologists who've studied the matter believe that what happened was as mass-produced, cheaper guitars started to become available in the 1880s, 1890s, around the turn of the century, they came with little music instruction booklets that had a few songs in them, among them Sevastopol and another song by Henry Worrell called Spanish Fandango. And both of these tunes were written in open tunings, which were adopted by some of the early Delta players. And open tunings are very easy to manipulate with slides to get microtones and some of the blue notes that defined the Delta sound. And basically, the combination of the parlor harmonies, the chord patterns, the finger-picking styles, and the open tunings combined with the African-influenced traditions of the American South basically is believed to have resulted in what we know as Delta blues.
So you mentioned earlier this open D tuning. It's now actually become known as Vestopol tuning, right?
Well, the song was so popular that it became the generic. Yeah, now it's known as Vestipole. At some point, the first vowel dropped off. And if you're learning guitar now, you'll just know it as Vestipole. But yeah, that was the reason it became known as that, because the song was just so popular. It's what people learned on.
So everybody plays this, but maybe you can just illustrate. You've got your guitar with you in the studio. Give us an example of what this Vestipole tuning sounds like, and maybe we can see the connection to the Siege of Sevastopol, this pop song.
Right. Well, played open, it just sounds like this. It's a D chord. And the parlor song, Sevastopol, doesn't sound bluesy at all.
Do you know a bit of it?
Never learned it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know it because having been born after the invention of blues, it's much more interesting to me than the European sounds of the old parlor songs. But I can give you a little example of the kinds of songs that came out of the appropriation of this tuning and parlor-style finger pickings.
Yeah, give us a taste. Anybody who knows the Rolling Stones will say that's You Gotta Move, but of course it goes back much further than the Stones. Who wrote that?
Mississippi Fred McDowell, who was discovered by Alan Lomax by accident on a Mississippi front porch. And it might be worth noting that Mississippi Fred McDowell was actually buried outside of Como, Mississippi in a silver lamé suit that was gifted him by Mick Jagger shortly before he died.
Wow.
Well, so he sort of symbolizes that link better than anyone.
I thought you were going to say he was buried in Crimea. That would really bring the story full circuit.
Yeah.
Journalist and guitar player Alex Zajcik, thanks so much for sharing the story behind Vestipole tuning and the song Siege of Sevastopol. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And for those of you who are really into this story, I'll post a copy of the original Fantasy for the Guitar by Henry Worrell called Sevastopol, as well as an amazing painting called The Siege of Sevastopol by the Russian artist Franz Roubaud, and of course a video of Elizabeth Cotton playing the darn tune. You can find it all at PRI.org. Thanks for listening.